Hi, everybody. This is Rob Halford, the Rudy Thursday.
Hiya, this is Steve Hackett.
You folks, this is Rick Emmett of Triumph, and we're talking rock with Dave and Shane.
Ethan Paul, the business mind guys, Peter Ace, the party guys. I mean, talk about that dynamic. Like, is that pretty much what you saw, I imagine?
Yeah. Paul would drink very, very rare. He'd have a drink. And if it was like something very, something like I would drink, like something that's mixed. He'd never drink anything straight. You know, like Peter drinks straight scotch. You know, but Paul would have like Sergeant Fizz or, I don't know what some of those drinks, the Bloody Mary or something like, you know, like that. It would always be, but it wasn't often. I mean, I don't think I saw Paul probably drink more years later when I was married to my second husband who was on the road with Samantha Fox. He road managed her and Paul Stanley was going out with Samantha. So I think I saw him drink more then than I did with Kiss.
Mm, okay.
And not that I was on the road that long, but, you know, I wasn't in his company that often. But percentage-wise, I would say, I'd seen him maybe with two or three drinks as opposed to with Kiss. It might have been two or three drinks over a course of years.
Back to the earlier, because I know Dave loves the scene, and I got to ask you, because you were talking about the Coventry, which – before it was the Coventry, it was the Popcorn Pub.
Popcorn, yeah.
Do you remember the first show? Were you at the very first show in 73?
I sure was.
Mm.
Show, which was January 30th, 1972, I think. 72. No, 73.
Yep.
And then... January 31st was our wedding anniversary, so I remember going out to dinner with maybe Ace and Paul and Peter. And then the next day, it was called Coventry. My family went first, it was Coventry.
Wow. What was that show like? Did you know then when you saw them on stage for that first concert that they were going to be big?
No, because there was nobody in the club. There was me.
Wow.
At the time, Gene did have a friend by this point. At that point, he had a girlfriend, Jan. So that her name was Jan Walsh. So it was me, Jan Walsh, and one of Jan's friends. That was it. And the people that worked at the club, there was nobody there. Kiss didn't dress the way they dress now. They would, dressed, and probably in black pants and, you've seen pictures from Coventry. I don't even know if they had the white face yet.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think so, but no, I had seen them perform at, rehearsals, so I kind of knew what they were going to sound like. And so, no, the club didn't impress, it didn't make me feel, wow, they're going to make it. The time that I felt, wow, they're going to make it, is when they rehearsed at the Fillmore.
Okay.
When they rehearsed at the Fillmore, I was sitting in the audience with all the, all the record labels, radio station people, all the people in the business, not fans. And this was just private showing. And it was their first time ever when they came out with the costumes and the white face, and they did the entire show with the fire, and Sean Delaney created so much of that stuff, and I sat by myself and I literally cried, and because I said, this is it, they're going to make it, they're going to make it. Now that wasn't until I guess it was 70. Delacroix found them in 73, so probably the end of 73, early 74.
And for that moment, to cry and just, joy and just wow, that you see this moment and it's so big. I mean, it had to have been so surreal, right? I mean,
it was.
Oh, my God.
It was. And you know what it is? I couldn't bring I don't know, for some reason I didn't bring any friends with me. I just was there by myself. I was sitting all the way, you know, on the side, and I sat actually on Jean's side. I normally would sit on Ace's side, but I don't know why I sat on Jean's side, and I just felt, that's when I felt this is going to happen. And I mean, it took a lot long, you know, it took, what, that was the end of 73, because they hadn't played the Academy of Music yet. Okay. Mm. That was New Year's Eve. So this was in December of 73, and then New Year's Eve, 73, 74 is when they played the Academy. I mean, by then, you know, I had seen them, you know, do dress rehearsals, and I kind of, you know, I was already convinced they were going to make it.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you, just fast forwarding to now, a lot of people have been talking about this farewell tour. We just wanted to pick your brain on it. Do you think it's too little too late at this point? You know, Gene extending a branch to Ace and Peter to come out and play some shows without any rehearsal and stuff like that for this farewell tour that's going to wrap up this year or next year?
Actually, I think it's kind of like, come on, you know, Gene has to do that. I thought Ace was going to do it. You know, that's the last I heard. I don't talk to Ace on a constant basis. You know, like maybe I do have his numbers, how to reach him and everything, but I don't want to bother him. But I just, you know, I mean, I see him occasionally at conventions and stuff like that. But I mean, we used to be very close. He used to live two blocks from me, so we would always hang out. You know, he'd come over right after. You know, he'd be partying all night, and that was when he moved out of the neighborhood, and he would sleep on my couch, and he'd drunk, and they would bring him over, you know, the people from the Wine Light would bring him over, and they'd take his boots off and his jacket, and he would sleep on the couch and wake up, and the next morning, by the time I wake up, he'd be gone. But we lived close, and we were very close. I mean, I was friends with Jeanette, you know, I was good friends with her. And especially when they lived in Connecticut, you know, I used to go up by them a lot. But I think Gene has asked Peter, and I think from what I heard, Peter has said no. But I just think that maybe he's looking for more money, you know. I mean, he's waiting. He's holding out. You know, that's my thought. I don't know. I plan on being there. I was at the first, and I will be at the last.